الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. أسأل الله تعالى أن يرزقنا حسن النية جميعا. كنا نتكلم في بعض المعاملات، اليوم نكمل في هذا. We were yesterday talking about some types of dealings. Today, inshallah, we will continue talking about this issue. من جملة المحرمات أن يفتر الشخص رغبة المشتري أو البائع بعد استقرار الثمن ليبيع عليه أو ليشتريه منه. معنى هذا أنه إذا أراد أن يشتري شخص شيئا فاتفق مع البائع على السعر، سأل البائع عن السعر واتفقا عليه، قال له أريد أن أشتري منك هذا تبيعه؟ قال نعم. قال كم تريد ثمنه؟ قال كذا. قال هذا يناسبني، اتفقنا. لكن بعد ما عقد العقد، بعد ما تم الشراء، إذا حصل هذا لا يجوز أن يأتي ثالث فيقول للمشتري اترك لا تشتري منه أنا أبيعك بأرخص، أو يقول للبائع اترك لا تبيعه أنا أشتري منك بأغلى. هذا حرام وهذا حرام. Among the prohibited dealings is for one to discourage the buyer or the seller from conducting a selling contract or a buying contract after both sides, the seller and the buyer, agree on the price. Which means if someone wants to buy something, he finds it with another person. So he tells this other person, do you sell it? He would say yes. How much do you want as a price? He says such and such. He tells him, okay, this is a good price for me. I'll take it with that price. But until now, they did not do the contract. They agreed, but they did not make the contract, the actual contract. If a third person comes and tells the buyer, do not buy from him. I will sell a similar item to you for a price that is lesser price. Or he tells the buyer, the seller, do not sell him. I will buy it from you for more. This is sinful. This is a sin. أما لو فعل هذا قبل الاتفاق على السعر فلا يحوم. Now if he does that before they agree on the price, this would not be haram. This is permissible. كما يحصل في المزاد مثلا. Like it happens in the auction, for example. أما بعد الاتفاق على السعر فهو حرام، نهى عنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث البخاري وغيره. نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن السوم على سوم أخيه والخطبة على خطبة أخيه. نهى عن السوم على سوم أخيه، هذا معناه. Al-Bukhari narrated from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that he prohibited this kind of transaction. والمعنى في تحريم ذلك الإيذاء. لماذا يحرم هذا؟ لأنه يؤذي الآخر. This is prohibited because it hurts the other party, the other person. ومثل البيع فيما ذكرناه الإجارة والعارية. Likewise, in what we mentioned, the same judgment applies to the contract of hiring or renting and the contract of borrowing items. If we agree together for you to borrow me an item, to lend me an item, let's say we agree that you are going to lend me a book so I read, then a third party interferes and tells you, don't lend it to this person, lend it to me, I'll protect it better, or something like that. The same judgment applies, it is haram. أما لو تنافس دكانان صاحبا دكانين في السعر مجرد ذلك ليس حراما. هذا الدكان يبيع بعشرة فصاحب الدكان الثاني صار يبيع نفس الأغراض بتسعة، هذا ليس حراما. Now if two traders competed about the prices, if they compete about the prices, for example, if one of them sells the items that he has for $10, the other sells them for $9, just doing that is not haram. إذا عمل ذلك حتى يأتي الزبائن إليه بنية أن يأتي الزبائن إليه ولا يأتوا إلى الآخر فهو مكروه، حتى لا يأتي الزبائن إلى الآخر فهو مكروه. Now if he does that, if he gives lower prices so the customers do not come to the other store with this intention, then this would be disliked. في الماضي كنت تذهب إلى التاجر في السوق تقول أريد أن أشتري منك كذا، يقول لك هذا تجده عند جاري، أنا اليوم بعت شيئا أما جاري بعد ما باع شيئا، اذهب إليه اشتري من عنده. هكذا كانت أخلاقهم في الماضي. In the past, it was a usual thing that you go to buy something from the marketplace and the seller would tell you, today I sold some items. My neighbor did not. He has the same item that you are asking for. So go for him, buy from him. Nowadays, many things changed. Most of the people do not do that nowadays. Most of the traders do not do that. وفعلها وكذلك لو تم العقد بينهما لكن اتفقا على مدة خيار 3 أيام أو كانا ما زالا في المجلس فلهما خيار المجلس. أيضا إذا قال له افسخ البيع، البيع الآن انعقد، إذا باع شخص آخر شيئا انعقد البيع، لكن طالما هما ما زالا في نفس المجلس يجوز لكل منهما أن يفسخ، أليس كذلك؟ قلنا هذا. إذا جاء شخص ثالث إلى البائع فقال له افسخ البيع معه، أنا أشتري منك بأغلى، أو قال للمشتري افسخ البيع معه، أنا أبيعك بأرخص، هنا الإثم أشد على هذا الثاني، على هذا الثالث يعني، على هذا الثالث. كذلك لو باعه شيئا واتفقا على الخيار إلى مدة 3 أيام، لهما أن يتفقا أنه في مدة 3 أيام أو أقل لا أكثر، من أراد منهما الفسخ يفسخ. إذا اتفقا على ذلك فجاء هذا الثالث بعد مفارقة المجلس، لو كان بعد مفارقة المجلس لكن ضمن مدة الأيام الثلاثة، جاء إلى البائع فقال له افسخ، أنا أشتري منك بأغلى، أو قال للمشتري افسخ، أنا أشتري منك بأرخص، أو أنا أعطيك أحسن بنفس السعر، هنا في هذه الحال إثمه أشد من الأول، لأن العقد هنا تم، ليس مجرد اتفاق على السعر، بل تم العقد ويقول له افسخ. Now, if the contract, the selling contract, takes place, but they still have the choice to breach the contract, the buyer and the seller. For example, they are still in the same session. They conducted the contract, but they are still in the same session. So as long as they are in the same session, they can, each one among them can break the contract. If a third party comes and tells the buyer, breach the contract, I will sell a similar item to you for a lower price. Or tells the seller, breach the contract, I will buy the same item from you for a higher price. In this case, it is sinful also, and the sin is stronger than the first case. Another example, if they make the contract and they agree for a period of choice, that is a period of 3 days or less, in which everyone among them can return, can breach the contract. This is permissible if they agree for 3 days or less. So if they do that, and then during this period, a third party goes to any of them and tells him, breach the contract, I will buy it from you for more, or I will sell a similar item to you for less, this is prohibited also. This is more sinful than telling them not to sell or not to buy after they agree on the price. This is more sinful. إلا أن يأذن الذي يلحقه الضرر في هذا. Except if the one who would be harmed because of this gives permission to this third party to do it. For example, مثلا أنا أبيع الحاج مجدي شيئا ثم يأتي شخص إليه في خلال مدة الخيار يقول له تأذن أنا أريد هذا الشيء تأذن أعرض أن أشتريه أن يفسخ معك وأشتريه أنا بأغلى إن أذن من غير إكراه يعني إن أذن جاز ذلك الذي يلحقه الضرر على حسب بهالمثال المشتري. For example, now, if the one who, as we said, if the one who gets harmed gives permission to the third party to do that, then it is permissible. It is prohibited because of the harm. If he gives permission, then no harm is done to him. So, for example, if I sell something to another person, and a third party comes to him and tells him, you still have the choice to breach the contract. Give me permission, or do you accept that I offer more money to buy the same item from the seller? So he would breach the contract with you and sell it to me. If the buyer says yes, go ahead, I don't mind. Then if he does it, it would not be sinful. هذا من حيث العموم. This is in general. أما في بعض الأحيان ليس له أن يأذن له. Now, in some cases, he is not entitled to give him the permission. مثل مثلا ولي الولي الذي يتصرف بالمصلحة ولا مصلحة في فسخ البيع لموليه في هذه الحال لا يأذن. For example, in the case when the guardian is managing the money, the belongings of the child, for example, and there is no benefit for the child in breaching the contract, in this case he does not give the permission to someone else to offer more money, etc., for example, because he needs to observe the benefit of the child in this case. It's not his own opinion that counts. What counts is what is better for the child. طيب. من جملة المحرمات أيضا الاحتكار، معناه أن يشتري الطعام وقت الغلاء والحاجة. ليس كل شيء، ليس اللباس، كلامنا ليس عن اللباس، ليس عما عن المواد التي يستعملونها في البناء، ليس عن الخشب، إنما الكلام في الطعام، أن يشتري الطعام وقت الغلاء والحاجة، يكون هناك غلاء والناس محتاجون بحاجة إلى هذا الطعام، إذا كان غلاء وحاجة أن يشتريه ليحبسه، لا ليبيعه بأغلى، لا، ليحبسه حتى يرتفع السعر أكثر فيبيعه بعد ذلك بأغلى، ليس ليبيعه فورا بأغلى، بل يشتريه ليحبسه حتى يرتفع السعر أكثر فيبيعه بأغلى، هذا حرام أيضا. والمقصود بالطعام هنا القوت، ما يقوم به البدن، ليس أي شيء يؤكل، لا، المقصود القوت. إذا حبس البندورة مثلا، اشتراها فحبسها ليبيعها بأغلى، لا يحرم. إذا حبس التفاح أو الإجاص لا يحرم، أما إذا حبس القمح يحرم، إذا حبس الذرة يحرم، إذا حبس الحمص يحرم، ما كان قوتا، ما يقوم به البدن. التمر ما كان قوتا يقوم به البدن. نعم. حاجة الناس الآن يحتاجون إلى هذا، إلى ما اشتراه. لا، قد يكون عندهم لكن لا يكفي، حاجة الموجود لا يكفي، ما عنده يحتاج إليه الناس. Among the prohibited matters is for one is for one to monopolize the food. What does this mean? It means if someone buys the food, and to be more precise, if someone buys the staple food. If someone buys the staple food, to be more precise, when people need it, they are in need to what he buys, and the prices are high. So if those two conditions are there, and he buys the staple food to hold it, so the prices get higher, and then sell it, this person is sinful in this case. So we are not talking about the clothes, we are not talking about gas, we are not talking about woods, we are talking about the staple food. If one buys the staple food, so we are not talking about apples, for example, tomatoes, pears, we are not talking about that, grapes, we are talking about the staple food. If someone buys it when the prices are high and the people need what he buys and holds it, So the its price becomes higher for the, to sell it, then this is prohibited. أما لو اشترى وقت الرخص وانتظر حبسه بانتظار أن يغلو السعر أن يغلي أن يزيد السعر ليبيعه فهذا لا حرج فيه. Now if he buys something when the prices are low and he holds it waiting until the prices get higher, this is not prohibited. This is not the what we are talking about, the monopoly that we are talking about, the prohibited one. كذلك لا يحرم أن يحبس غلة ضيعته. هذا ليس شيئا اشتراه. كلامنا عما يشتريه. So we are talking also about what one buys. So if he has a farm and he harvests the field and he keeps it waiting for the prices to get higher to sell it, he is not sinful. We are talking about buying something then hold it. كذلك لو اشتراه وقت الغلاء والحاجة ليستعمله هو وعياله لا ليبيعه لا ليحبسه فيبيعه بأعلى لا يحرم. Likewise, if one buys the staple food when the prices are high and the people are in need for it, to hold it for himself and his family, so they use it, not to sell it later for a higher price. This is not sinful. Naam, Haj. من يسائل عن هذا السؤال؟ أما لو اشتدت حاجة الناس، لو صارت حاجة الناس شديدة، هو عنده طعام مثلا حصده من حقله، واشتدت حاجة الناس إلى هذا القوت، هنا يعني إن صار بالناس ضرورة إلى هذا القوت، أو كان اشتراه وقت الرخص يعني عنده قوت اشتدت ضرورة الناس إليه وهو عنده يحبسه، هنا يجبره القاضي على البيع، يقول له تترك لنفسك ولعيالك حاجة سنة أما الباقي فبيع انتهى لا تحبس. اشتدت حاجة الناس إليه، اشتدت ضرورتهم إليه. Now if someone is holding a staple crop, a staple food, let's say he harvests his field, he has wheat, he is holding it. We said this is not haram. But if at a moment the people became in a great necessity for what he has, then the judge, and he does not want to sell, then the judge forces him to do that. He tells him, keep for yourself and those whom you are obligated to support, keep for yourself and them what you need for a year, and what is in excess of that, you have to sell it. You cannot hold it. The people are in need for that, in a great need. It's a necessity for them, so a great necessity. So go ahead and sell it. The judge forces him to sell it. هذا هو تفسير الاحتكار في مذهب الشافعي المحرم. This is what the prohibited monopoly is in the Shafi'i school. وقال بعض الشافعية كل ما للناس به حاجة يجري مجرى القوت. Some Shafi'i scholars, الزركشي, said that everything that is considered a general need for the people is treated like the staple food. يعني على هذا القول البنزين يدخل. According to this saying, for example, the gas that you need for cars is included. لكن المعروف في المذهب تخصيصه المشهور في المذهب أنه خاص بالأقوات. But the famous saying, what is famous among the Shafi'is, that the prohibited monopoly applies to the staple food. كذلك من المحرمات من المعاملات المحرمة أن يزيد في ثمن سلعة ليغر غيره. يعني هو لا يريد أن يشتري. البائع يقول واحد يريد أن يشتري السلعة من البائع. يأتي ثان فيعرض على البائع ثمنا أكبر حتى يظن المشتري هو لا يريد أن يشتري لكن يعرض ثمنا أكبر حتى يظن الآخر أن هذه السلعة تباع بثمن أكبر فيدفع للبائع ثمنا أكبر. هذا حرام. في بعض المزادات يتفق البائع مع شخص أن يزيد في السعر لا ليشتري بل حتى يغر الناس حتى يظن الناس الذين يشترون أن السلعة ثمنها أن السلعة ثمنها كما يعرض. هذا حرام. حتى يظن أن السلعة ثمنها كما يعرض وهو ليس كذلك يزيد عن ثمن السوق عن ثمن المثل. Among the prohibited transactions is for one to give a price for something, to offer a price for something higher than the market price, to mislead another person, to make another person believe that this item has a higher market price than what it is. For example, I go to buy something from a store and the market price is $10 of that thing. Another person comes to the buyer, to the seller, and offers $11, $12 in front of me. So I think with a purpose that I think that this item, the market price of this item is $12. In this case, he is sinful. Some people in some auctions, they do it. They have an agreement with the one who sells to offer higher prices to mislead the people, to make them think that what they are selling deserves a higher price, while truly it does not. In this case, this is haram. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال ولا تناجشوا ولا تناجشوا. هذا في العربية يقال له النجش. النجش محرم وهو هذا الذي ذكرناه. البخاري in his book الصحيح narrated from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that he mentioned explicitly the prohibition of this matter. It is called an-najish in Arabic. وَمِثْلُهُ يُشْبِهُهُ مَدْحُ السِّلْعَةِ بِالْكَذِبِ ليرغب فيها المشتري. Similar to this matter is to praise an item, to lie in praising an item, so the buyer buys it. It is haram, yani. Just like this is haram, like an-najish is haram. This is haram. كذلك من المحرمات أن يفرق بين الجارية وولدها قبل التمييز. Likewise, among the prohibited actions is to separate the woman slave from her child who is not yet mumayyiz, from the child who did not attain the age of mental discrimination. مثلا إنسان يملك أمة وولدها. حرام عليه أن يبيع الأمة من دون الولد الذي دون التمييز، لأنه ما زال يحتاج إلى أمه. For example, a person owns a woman and her child, a slave woman and her child, and the child is not yet at the age of at-tamyiz. It is prohibited for him to sell the slave woman without her child, or the child without his mother, because the child is still in need for his mother. جاء في الحديث من فرق بين جارية وولدها بين والدة وولدها فرق الله بينه وبين أحبائه يوم القيامة. It is narrated in the hadith that the one who separates a mother from her child, like in the way that we mentioned, Allah will separate him from his beloved ones on the Day of Judgment. لذلك أيضا لا يفرق بين بين الشات وولدها الذي يحتاج إليها أيضا. This is why it's not also, this does not apply only to human beings. Also one does not separate between a cow and its calf that still needs it. Between a sheep and its lamb that still needs his mother. So this is not only among between human beings. Also, this applies to animals. كذلك من الحمام أن يغش أو يخون في الكيل أو الوزن أو الزرع أو أن يكذب في ذلك. مثلا يكيل شيئا أو يزن شيئا ثم يقول طلع هذا 10 آصع وهو في الحقيقة 9، أو يريد أن يبيعه يقول 10 آصع أبيعك الصاع بكذا يكون المجموع بكذا وهو 9، أو يقول طلع وزنه 50 رطلا وهو في الحقيقة 40، أو كما يفعل بعض الناس إذا اكتال إذا أراد أن يشتري يكيل بكيل صحيح ويزن بوزن صحيح، وإذا أراد أن يبيع يكيل بوعاء أنقص يقول هذا صاع وهو في الحقيقة أنقص، الوعاء الذي يكيل به ليبيع الناس أنقص، أو العيار الذي يزن به ليبيع الناس أنقص. هذا كله حرام. كذلك في الزرع بعض بائعي القماش يقيسون على أيديهم القماش، لا أدري إن كنتم رأيتم مثل ذلك، أحيانا لا يمد يده إلى الأخير يجعلها هكذا وأنت لا تلاحظ، فيوهمك أن الكمية شيئا وهي دون ذلك في الحقيقة. مثلا هذا كله حرام في الشرع. Among the prohibited matters is for one to cheat when one is measuring or to lie. For example, he would weigh something to sell it to you, and he tells you the weight of this thing is 50 pounds, for example, 50 rital. Each one is for such amount. The sum would be such and such. While truly it is 45 and not 50 pounds or rital. Or when he buys from others, he weighs the things that he buy with a good balance. When he sells, he uses a balance that gives a less quantity for a bigger number. So it gives as if it is 50 pounds where truly it is 45. Or when he buys, he uses to measure by volume a precise instrument. When he sells, he uses an instrument that gives truly less volume, claiming that it is the same volume with which he bought. Let's say he claims that this is 1 liter, while it is truly 1/4 of a liter. So he sells you claiming that the quantity is 5 liters, while truly it is 4 liters. All of this is prohibited in the religion. Doing this, like using 2 instruments, as we mentioned, to weigh or measure by volume, is among the enormous sins, as it is mentioned in Al-Quran. هذا التطفيف في الوزن والكيل والزرع من كبائر الذنوب. الله توعد المطففين بالويل، ويل للمطففين الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون وإذا كالوهم أو وزنوهم يخسرون. Likewise, some people, when they measure materials to sell, they use their arms, and instead of extend their arms, they don't do it this way, they do it this way. So actually, they claim that they are giving you, let's say, 10 full, what do they call? Yeah, 10 full yards, while truly they are giving you 9.5 or 9. All of that is prohibited. كذلك من المحرمات أن يبيع القطن أو غيره من البضائع ويقرض المشتري فوقه دراهم معاملتان، باعه وأقرضه، لكن يقول له أقرضك هذا المال على أن تشتري مني هذا القطن بكذا، ويزيد في السعر لأجل إيش؟ لأجل القرض الذي أقرضه. هذا حرام داخل، كما قلنا، في أبواب إيش؟ في أبواب الربا. Among the prohibited transactions is what we mentioned before. For one to give a loan to another person and to make it a condition on him that he buys from him something with a higher price. This is a kind of a riba, as we said previously. ومثل ذلك أن يقرضه مالا ويقول له بشرط أن تخيط لي هذا الثوب بسعر أقل مما بأجرة أقل مما تأخذ من غيره. Likewise, if he gives him a loan with the condition that the borrower sews the lender's clothes for a salary less than what he takes from others. This is also considered riba. أو كما يحصل مع كثير من الحراثين من أهل الزراعة يقرضه شخص مال إلى وقت الحصاد ويشرط عليه أن يبيعه الغلة، يقول لا تبيع غيري، تبيعني أنا بأقل مما تبيع غيري. هذا أيضا حرام من الربا. Or like what happens with many people who work in agriculture. They take a loan. The one who gives them the loan says, I give you this loan. You give it back to me when you harvest your field, with the condition that you sell me the yield with a price less than the price that you sell others. This is also a kind of a riba. ومثل هذا جملة كثير من معاملات أهل هذا الزمان محرمة خارجة عن قانون الشرع. Many among the transactions that occur nowadays are not in compliance with the rules of the religion. They are prohibited. مثل ما ذكرناه عن التأمين مثلا, like the transaction of insurance that we talked about, for example. لذلك من أراد رضا الله سبحانه وتعالى وأن يسلم في دينه ودنياه عليه أن يتعلم ما يحل وما يحرم من هذه المعاملات, من المعاملات التي يريد الدخول فيها قبل أن يدخل فيها. This is why everyone who wants to be accepted to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and who wants to be safe in this world and in the hereafter, who wants that his religious status, that his religion wouldn't be would be intact, to learn what he needs to learn among the different dealings before being involved in them. ويفعل ذلك يتعلم ذلك من عالم ورع ناصح شفيق على دينه عنده شفقة على دين هذا المتعلم. He takes this knowledge from someone at the time knowledgeable and trustworthy, someone who cares about the religious status of this person, of this student. النووي قال لا يجوز استفتاء إلا العالم الثقة. النووي said it is haram for you to ask for religious fatwa other than a knowledgeable, trustworthy person. He needs to have the two criteria, to be knowledgeable and to be trustworthy. لِأَنَّ الْجَاهِلْ لَا يُسْتَفْتَى فِي أَمْرِ الدِّينِ هُوَ لَا يَعْرِفْ كَيْفَ يُفْتِيكْ. Because the ignorant cannot give you a proper answer. He does not know. How do you ask him? How is he going to tell you about the proper answer? وَغَيْرُ الثِّقَى لَا يُؤْتَمَنْ كيف تأمنه على دينك؟ على المال أنت لا تأمنه. كيف تأمنه على دينك؟ And the one who is not trustworthy, يعني he's not trustworthy, you cannot trust him in what pertains to your religion. But usually you do not trust him with money. How do you trust him with your religion? This is why it is not permissible for one to ask about the religious answers, to have religious answers other than a knowledgeable, trustworthy person. Muhammad ibn Sirin رضي الله عنه قال إِنَّ هَذَا الْعِلْمَ دِينَ فَانْظُرُوا عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ. معناه لا تأخذوا عن أي كان، خذوا عن العارف الثقة فقط، عن الذي عنده علم وهو ثقة، ليس عن أي واحد. ابن سيرين من أكابر التابعين. محمد ابن سيرين who is among the great followers of the companions, a big scholar, mujtahid, very pious person, among the followers of the companions, said, this knowledge, meaning the religious knowledge, this knowledge is a religion, this is the religion, those are the judges of the religion. So do not take that from anyone. Check the person from whom you are taking this knowledge. That is, take only from a trustworthy, knowledgeable person. كلام ابن سيرين هذا رواه مسلم في مقدمة صحيحه. This statement of Ibn Sirin is narrated by Muslim in the introduction of his book As-Sahih. ثم العلم لا يؤخذ إلا بالتلقي. Then the way to acquire the knowledge, the basic matter in acquiring the knowledge, is to to learn it from a scholar, from a knowledgeable person. إما بالسماع من فمه أو بالقراءة عليه. Whether by hearing the information from the scholar, he says it, from the teacher, or by reading on him. So you read the information, he hears it, and he agrees with it. By this way or the other way. ويفهمه عند القراءة عليه ما لم يفهم. And the scholar, of course, explains to the receiver, to the one who is learning, to the student, the matters that he does not understand. أما مجرد المطالعة فقط، الاعتماد فقط على المطالعة في كتاب، فهذا ليس طريق العلماء. Just relying on reading books, only on that, this is not by himself, that is, for one to read by himself, this is not the way of the scholars. Al-Hafiz ibn Asakir أخذ العلم من أكثر من ألف شيخ. من أكثر من ألف، نحو 1300 شيخ أخذ منهم، سمع منهم، وأكثر من 80 شيخا. الحافظ أبو سعيد العلائي، شيخ الحافظ زين الدين العراقي، أخذ من أكثر من 600 شيخ، سمع منهم، تلقى منهم، هكذا كانت عادتهم. الحافظ ابن عساكر he took the knowledge from 1300 different sheikhs. He learned from them. And 80 male sheikh and more than 80 female teachers. Another Hafiz, Abu Sa'id al-Ala'i, he took the knowledge from more than 600 different sheikhs. This is how they used to learn. Sheikh شيخ عبد الله درس علم النحو من جملة على شيخ عالي في بلد قريب من هرر، ثم بعد ذلك رحل مشى على قدميه نحو 20 يوما حتى ذهب إلى شيخ هذا الشيخ الذي تعلم منه، فتعلم منه أيضا. هكذا طريقة أهل العلم في التلقي. شيخ عبد الله learned النحو, the Arabic grammar, from a sheikh who lived close to Harar. Then he walked, he traveled more than 20 days walking to learn from the sheikh of this sheikh also the knowledge of the Arabic grammar. This is the way that you acquire the knowledge. بسبب أن كثيرا من الناس فسد طريقة تلقيهم للعلم، بسبب ذلك كثر التحريف في دين الله تبارك وتعالى. One reason among the reasons why nowadays many people pervert the rules of the religion is because they did not acquire this knowledge in the proper way. Because of them not acquiring it in the proper way, they pervert the judgments, the rules. يعني العلم يحصل بالجد والاجتهاد. To acquire the knowledge, one needs to put effort. ليس بالكسل, not by being lazy. If one does not want to put effort, and at the end he does not want to go to the sessions of knowledge, rather at the end of the day he wants to sit while he's relaxed, drinking a cup of juice, holding a book, reading like he watches TV, for example, reading in that book while he's, or while watching TV, as Hajj Ali said. This is not how you acquire the knowledge of the religion. This is not how you acquire the knowledge of the religion. العلماء قالوا الذي يعتمد على الكتب فقط لأخذ العلم لا يسمى محدثا, يسمى صحفيا. صحفيا من الصحف, من الأوراق, لا يقال له عالم ولا محدث. قارئ أوراق, هذا هو. The scholars, the Muslim scholars said that the one who relies only on reading books would not be called a scholar or muhaddith or the like. Rather, he would be called صحفي. صحفي means someone who reads papers. That's all. جابر بن عبد الله الأنصاري صاحب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سمع عن حديث, عرف بحديث لم يسمعه هو من الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, والذين سمعوه من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كلهم ماتوا, كانوا كلهم ماتوا إلا واحدا, هذا الصحابي الذي سمعه من الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام كان يعيش في مصر, وجابر كان في المدينة. لما عرف جابر أن هذا الصحابي في مصر, يعيش في مصر, ركب ناقته, ركب دبته ورحل إلى مصر. وصل إلى مصر, سأل أين يسكن فلان, دل على بيته, ذهب إليه قال السلام عليكم قال وعليكم السلام قال حديث سمعته من النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يعني لم يبق غيرك حيا ممن سمعه تذكره لي قال نعم ذكر له الحديث سمعه منه قال السلام عليكم ثم ركب الدابة ورجع ما دخل فارتاح حتى عنده في بيته ما قعد في البيت إنما رجع ولا ارتاح في مصر سافر كل هذه المسافة ليسمع هذا الحديث الواحد من فم الشخص الذي سمعه من الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا ليس تضيع وقت هذا تثبت في أمر الدين صاحب الهمة هكذا يكون جابر ابن عبد الله one of the great companions famous companions he heard about a hadith of the prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام he did not hear it from the ones who heard it from the prophet He knew that all those who heard it from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام died, except for one. And this one companion who heard it, who is still alive and heard this hadith from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, lived in Egypt. Jabir was in Al-Madinah. So when he knew about that, he wrote his camel and he went towards Egypt. He traveled, he got there, he asked about this companion, where does he live, until he reached him. When he reached him, he said, Assalamu alaikum. That companion, Unais, his name is Unais, he answered, Wa alaikum assalam. Jabir said, there is a hadith that you heard from the Prophet. I heard everyone that heard it from him died except of you. Can I hear it from you? He said, yes. He mentioned the hadith to him. When he finished, Jabir said, Assalamu alaikum, and he went back to Al-Madinah. He did not even take a rest. He did not stay in Egypt for any longer time. Just that. He went all that way to hear that hadith from the one who heard it from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Do you think this is a waste time? No. No. This is a clever thing. To be more sure about the religious information that you get. And this is Abdullah ibn Unais, not Unais, sorry. His name was Abdullah ibn Unais. His father is Unais. Abdullah ibn Unais. هذه القصة رواها البخاري في الأدب المفرد. This story is narrated by Al-Bukhari in his book Al-Adab al-Mufrad, other than Al-Sahih. This is another book. ثم الذي يريد أن يتعلم القرآن لا يكفي أن يقرأه وحده. The one who wants to learn how to recite Al-Quran, it is not enough for him to read it alone. إما أن يقرأ المعلم الثقة أولا وهو يسمع ثم يعيد هو فيقرأ الطالب فيقرأ والمعلم يسمع فيقره وهذا أحسن وإما أن يبدأ هو الطالب بالقراءة على المعلم فيقره إما هكذا وإما هكذا، أما بالقراءة وحده فلا يحصل هذا. So if someone wants to learn the recitation of Al-Quran, there are two ways for that. Either the teacher recites and the student hears, then the student recites while the teacher hears his recitation. If he confirms what he is reciting, then he knows that he acquired that, the knowledge of what he recited, what the teacher confirmed for him. Or, and this is better, or the student starts reciting while the teacher is listening. Then the teacher corrects if there are corrections needed to be done. And once the teacher confirms for him his recitation, then he knows, the student knows, that he is okay with what he recited. Those are the two ways to learn the recitation of Al-Quran. If he just listens to the teacher without reciting on the teacher, it is not enough. If he recites alone, it is not enough. If he just listens to a tape, it is not enough. He needs to recite on someone knowledgeable who would correct him if he makes a mistake or confirms his recitation. Naam Hajj. لا 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 ما في حرج حاج إذا كان يحسن، لا إذا كان يعني لا يلحن ما في حرج. إذن الإنسان عليه أن يسعى في تحصيل المال الذي يحتاج إليه بطريق حلال، عليه أن يجتنب الحرام في ذلك. So the person needs to avoid sinning while acquiring the money that one needs. نعم بعض الناس كثير من المعاملات الدنيوية لا يدخلون فيها ولا يحتاجون أن يتعلموا أحكامها، لذلك تفاصيل أحكامها. Yes, some people do not need for themselves to acquire details about many transactions that take place, because they are not involved in them. For themselves, they do not need. But the one who is involved needs to acquire that before being involved in those transactions. بعض الناس في الماضي بعض العلماء عمره كله أمضاه ما باع ولا اشترى. One of the scholars, he spent his whole life, he never made a transaction of selling or buying. بالمرة ما دخل في هذا طول عمره. واحد آخر مات من السلف، مات بعض أهله، فورث منه دارا فيها بضعة بيوت وقدرا من المال، فكان يصرف من هذا المال شيئا قليلا كل يوم بحيث كفاه هذا المال الذي ورثه طول عمره، وكان يسكن في البيت من بيوت الدار حتى ينهدم فينتقل إلى الآخر لا يصلحه، ثم إذا انهدم الآخر انتقل إلى الآخر إلى أن مات. ما وضع حجرا على حجر. Another scholar among as-salaf, he inherited a sum of money and like a house. So since then he did not work in a job. He spent every day a little amount of that money that he inherited it. So this money was enough for him for the rest of his life. And he inhabited a room in that house. And when that room was destroyed, he moved to another room. Then when the other room was destroyed, he moved to another one. Until he died. And he did not need, even he did not fix anything. هؤلاء أناس منقطعون من الدنيا. Those are people detached from the worldly matters. بعض الناس يعيش عمره لا يعمل. الله يرزقه. Some people, they live all their life, they do not do something to earn their living. يكون هناك من ينفق عليه من أقاربه مثلا. For example, one of his relatives spends on him. ليس من باب الكسل. Not because this person is lazy. I'm not talking about that. Some people are lazy. They don't want to work because they are lazy. I'm not talking about that. لكن لأنه مهتم بشيء آخر. But because he is concerned about something else, his heart is attached about worshipping Allah تبارك وتعالى. Now, if there is no one to spend on him and he needs to support his wife if he's married or the like, then he needs to work, to do something for that. He cannot ignore that. I'm not talking about that also. كان في زمن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام رجل منقطع في المسجد للعبادة وأخوه ينفق عليه. قال الأخ للنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام إن أخي لا يحترث معي، أخي لا يعمل لا يساعدني، أنا أنفق عليه ولا يساعدني. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لعلك ترزق به، لعل الله يرزقك بسبب إنفاقك عليه. At the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام there was a man. His heart was attached to the masjid, to the mosque. He was there worshipping Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala a lot. His brother used to support him. And at one day, the brother told the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that my brother does not do anything. He does not work. I am supporting him. He does not work with me. The Prophet عليه الصلاة, he is all the time in the masjid. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said لعلك ترزق به, which means maybe Allah is giving you the sustenance because of what you do with your brother. أما من كان عليه نفقة واجبة فأهمل في تحصيلها ضيع من يجب عليه الإنفاق عليهم فهذا وقع في إثم كبير. On the other hand, if someone has to support certain people, one or more persons, the obligatory support, and he neglects doing that, then he is committing an enormous sin, an enormous sin. كفى بالمرء إثما أن يضيع من يعول. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال كفى بالمرء إثما أن يضيع من يعول. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said كفى بالمرء إثما أن يضيع من يعول, which means it is enough as a sin for one to neglect supporting the obligatory support to those whom he is obligated to do so. كفى بالمرء إثما يعني لو لم يكن له ذنب آخر هذا يكفيه إثما. يعني if that person did not have any other sin, this is serious enough as a sin. ما شاء الله. طيب خلونا نقف هنا. Let us stop here for now. والله أعلم. الله knows best. إن كان أحد له سؤال فليتفضل. If you have any questions, go ahead. يتفضل. If can you if he holds the staple crop and he buys it when it is not in need or when it is very low, and then he keeps it for a long, it is not a sin. Yes.
What is the judgment of the like sometimes in these countries, sometimes when you go to a country, you go to the souk and a man will offer.
It's okay, Yahya, I can hear. Go ahead.
And a man will offer to be your guide, and he will escort you through the souk and take you to the store that sells the thing you want. And then the owner of the store will say to your guide in their language what means, tell him such and such is a good price, and then we'll split the money. We will share the money that he pays. What is the judgment of this?
And is it truly a good price, or he was lying?
I don't know.
If it is truly a good price, then he is not lying to you. If he promises him to give him something and then he gives him as a gift, then it's up to him. But anyway, this person with whom you made the contract to, what did you say, escort you?
Yes.
Yeah. He needs to advise you. He has to. Because this is why you hired him. So whether that person tells him that or not, he is obligated to advise you. If he was truthful, he is truthful. If he is lying, he was lying, then it is a sin on his part.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Some companies, if you buy something from their store, they give you 30 days. If you have a choice, if you don't want it, you can bring it back without any reason. Can we take advantage of this?
If they accept, you can do it. But religiously, you cannot force them if it is for more than 3 days. No. Yeah, go ahead.
And also, Sheikh, if somebody gives a loan and they make the condition to for him to buy a certain thing for him, or to buy something from them for less.
Okay.
What if they make a condition that you have to come and buy from me, but at the market value?
Still.
still.
Anyway, it is haram because he's benefiting. He's making a condition. It is haram. But usually, we are talking about what they do usually. Why do they do it? To get more. تفضل دكتور اسلام. خيار. مثل انت عادة خيار اللي بتاكله الخيار كسر الخاء.
بارك الله فيك. مدة الخيار فيها تكون أكثر من 3 أيام وإذا
لا لا it is not valid to make this period of choice for more than 3 days. It is not valid.
وإذا الشخص اشترى أمر في يبيعه لشخص تاني بهالمدة إذا اتفق على مدة خيار مع شخص مع البائع
إيه له فيها تفصيل ما حندخل فيها هلا تفضل
شيخي you were talking about scholars teachers who are trustworthy intelligent how does one go about finding such people let's say a person comes to a city he wants to learn the you know principles of
he asks he checks
is there a set of certain questions one can ask to see if
well he asks he checks what I advise usually to do, if it is someone that you do not know and you do not have a previous amount of knowledge on which you can rely, then you check 2 issues. You check what the real knowledgeable people say about him. And you ask him about the proof of what he's saying. So when he says something, you ask him about the proof. And then you can check back those proofs. This is how you, if you don't have previous, if you have a certain amount of previous knowledge, you'll be able to differentiate, to distinguish. Fiqh, whether on the level of al-aqidah, whether on the, you can. If you have a previous amount of knowledge. And you can still check what he says. Rafiq. Faddal Hajj.
بالنسبة لبيع الجارية اللي معها ولد غير مميز.
نعم.
يذهب الولد مع أمه يعني يستطيع أن يبيعه.
إما أن يبيعهما معا وإلا لا يفرق أو لا يبيعهما. لا يفرق بينهما بالبيع. تفضل خالد.
Is it permissible if I take my friend to the store because I know they sell an item which I believe is a good thing at a good price and I take him there and I praise the item to him because I want him to have it not like to cheat or something.
No problem.
So just the case you mentioned like the guy who like praises an item to get him to buy it how does that what's the difference I just want to try to
if he praises the item to let him think that the price the market value of this item is a certain amount while truly it is less then it is he is sinful
how about like if he's trying to trick him about the quality like it's better than it is the same thing
also the same thing Wafiq Go ahead.
Sheikh Samir, you said that you can't buy, you can't separate a lamb from its mother while it still needs it.
Yes.
Let's say that they're selling lambs at an auction. Can you buy them? Like at what age?
Why they are selling them?
Because they're just selling them off. They're just getting rid of them.
To do what? Is the mother there? يعني, can you? Yani, do they know the mother or the mother is dead, for example?
The mother might be on the farm somewhere. You have.
Does the lamb still need?
Yeah.
The mother.
Right, but if you don't buy it, someone else is gonna buy it anyway.
Do not buy it.
Okay. Like.
If someone else does it, let them do it. Do not do it yourself. Okay. Except if you buy it to slaughter it.
So at like what age?
At whatever age.
Okay.
Because then you are not separating it from the mother. You are slaughtering it.
Okay.
No, wait. Zahira. Let me review this case. Buying it for slaughtering it. Let me review it. If you slaughter it, if he slaughters it, it is permissible. And then sell it. But selling it while knowing that you are going to slaughter it, let me review it. Because you might not do it. Let me review it. Tfaddal Omar.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Samir.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Sheikh Samir, for example, I'm commercial.
No.
So I'm exporting the animals in my country.
No.
And when they sell in my country, that animals I'm paying cheap.
In?
I'm sell for cheap.
Okay.
But when I'm taken to some countries in Arab, like Saudi Arabia and Emirat, so what I'm bringing that market, I'm paying too expensive.
Okay.
So that buy is haram or halal?
So you are buying it with a cheap price from your country, and then exporting it to another country where you sell it for a high price.
Yeah.
It is permissible. It is halal. Yeah. Yes, Omar.
Shaykhna, sometimes, ahyanan fil auction, bittafaq al mushtari ma' alladhi yadir al auction. Yaqul lahu mathalan, la tatabata fi tathbit al sa'r li. فيبدأ المزاد ثم يزيدون شيئا فيعطي هو السعر فيقول مثلا هو لك أحيانا يماطل الذي يدير الأوكشن يماطل فيقول هل من يزيد يكثر من هذا حتى يطلع السعر فهذا يقول له قبل أن يبدأ الأوكشن يقول له لما تصل إلي انهيه يعني اعطني فيتفقان على هذا ما قولكم
هلا هو شغلتين هذا المدير موكل من قبل ان كان موكلا من قبل المالك عليه ان يراعي مصلحة المالك فان كان هذا ليس فيه مراعاة لمصلحة المالك ليس له ان يفعل وإن لم يكن موكلا من المالك أصلا لا يكون هو العاقد العاقد هو المالك
في الغالب الذي يحصل أن هذه السيارات مثلا يؤتى بها إلى
هذا عم إلا كيف الحكم شرعا يا إما أن يوكله المالك أو لا يوكله إن وكله المالك فعليه أن يراعي مصلحة المالك عند البيع وهذا الاتفاق ليس فيه مراعاة بحسب الظاهر لمصلحة المالك ما هيك بيعملوه حتى يأخذ هو قبل ما يزيد غيره
المالك مثلا يضع انه اذا وصل السعر الى كذا لا امانع هو لو وصل الى اكثر يعجبه
يراعي مصلحة المالك فيك لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له هكذا جاء في الحديث معناه إيمانه ناقص the one who's authorized by the owner to sell something he needs to take in consideration the benefit of the owner so in the auction the one who runs the auction if the owner of the item, the sold item, authorized him to sell his item, he needs to take in consideration the benefit of the owner. So he cannot, for example, agree with someone before the auction starts that when you give a price, I will immediately fix the price and say it's sold to you. He needs to take in consideration the benefit of the owner.
Should
مثل ما قلنا حاج إذا وكل الشخص لا إذا كنت وكلت الذي يجري المزاد فباعه خلاص أنت وكلته على حسب ما وكلته إن وكلته ليبيع بأي سعر كان على ما هو العادة مثلا هذا الشيء وإن وكلته وقلت له ليس بأقل من كذا إن باع بأقل لا يصح تفضلي
If two friends go to the store and one of them wants to buy something,
نعم.
So the second friend just watches them as they agree on a contract price, can the friend tell them, don't buy it, I know where you can get it for cheaper?
Before agreeing on the price?
After.
خلاص.
No.
He doesn't do that. After agreeing on the price, he does not do that. تفضل.
You buy something.
نعم.
Back.
Okay.
You insist and persist to return it.
Okay.
So what's the judgment of that?
No problem. No problem. If you do it immediately. تفضل حاج زم فوزي. تفضل حاج.
شيخ بالنسبة هذا السؤال من ثالث يوم. بالنسبة لرد الزوجة اللي فيها عيوب. هذا يعد طلقة يعني يرمي عليها الطلاق ولا يرمي
فسخ فسخ.
فسخ. فسخ. بارك الله.
وفيك. تفضل فوزي.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam.
Regarding separating the mother with the child. Does this apply also with cats? Cats, they don't sell it, but
also
in
with
our
also with cats.
Cats.
Yes.
Once they.
It applies to cats, to birds, to sheep, to lamb, it applies.
So it's haram to separate and give it to the neighborhood.
While it is still in need for the mother,
for
yes.
The mother, yes. Barakallahu.
Wafiq.
And how about in the case of, for example, in this country, we see husband and wife and disagree to live together. And then the husband does not support his child, and then the mother prevents him to visit his kids. What is the judgment, Sheikh?
The Muslim judge forces him to support the little child and forces her to comply with the religious rules in how does he meet his child? So he forces both sides to comply with the rules.
Is there any solution and where in this country?
Inshallah. Let me think about it. We'll talk later, inshallah.
This is a little bit off topic, but I had a question about
a lot
of times when somebody has an object and you see it, you like it, you say, mashallah, that's very nice. And بعادتنا, a lot of people say, مقدم.
What does he mean by مقدم?
So it depends on the intention, because I heard something about it before, but I don't know in detail.
What does he mean by مقدم? I will give it to you, or I do not mind to give it to you if you want, or actually he is saying, take it, this is a gift from me.
So it depends on the intention.
Well, what does he understand by that?
I'm not asking for myself, this is a general question. General
yeah,
knowledge.
Of course it depends on his intention.
Okay, so it just depends on what he means by it. All
right, not just by saying Adam, the other one jumps on it and takes it.
Okay. Say for example, he meant that. Okay, well, you know, since you like it, you can have it. Say that was the intention.
Okay.
So does it belong? Does it Does that mean it belongs to the other person now?
But does he mean take it, it's a gift?
It means, I mean, I don't like, usually you, when people say this term.
You can have it. It does not mean I'm now giving it to you.
Yeah, but it does not mean
so. It might mean, it can bear this meaning, it can bear other. What does he mean by that? Does he mean take it, it is a gift?
Usually this, when people say this term, it kind of means, well, since you like it, you know, you are more than, you're welcome to have it. That's usually what people mean when they
what
say
does it. Mean what does it mean you are welcome to have it?
That means you can.
What does that mean? Take it now, or I do not mind if you take it later, after 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes.
It probably means, most likely it means, I do not mind if you take it now.
Okay, and then what does happen? What happens after saying that?
Usually people don't take it, but...
So what's the question?
No, the question is, does it belong to them religiously? Does it end up belonging
no,
to them?
No. If he takes it after that was said and the other one agrees, then it becomes his. If he does not take it, he does not take it.
Okay, because I heard one time that just mujarrad, by just you saying that, it belongs to the other person. That's what I heard once, so I just wanted to clear that up. Okay, barakallahu feek.
Wafiq. No. Tfaddal.
السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام.
شيخي بالنسبة للشرع.
نعم.
أي سنة يكون الحضانة للأب بالنسبة للطفل أو الطفلة؟
ليس هكذا. إذا طلق الأب الأم وكان الولد لم يميز بعد قبل التمييز يكون مع أمه إلا إن كان مانع لأن هي أقدر على الاعتناء به هو بحاجة إليها الآن أكثر ولا يمنع هذا ليس معناه أن الأب يمنع من زيارته أو من فيها تفصيل يعني يكون مع أمه هي تعتني به ثم إذا ميز إذا صار في سن التمييز يخير الولد يقال للولد أنت اختار صار يفهم الآن يقال له مع من تريد أن تكون تبي إذا قال مع أمي يبقى مع أمه إذا قال مع أبي يبقى مع أبيه فإن اختار الأب لا تمنع الأم من رؤيته وإن اختار الأم لا يمنع الأب من رؤيته وإذا كان ذكرا من أخذه معه في النهار وأخذه إلى المسجد وتعليمه حرفة وما شابه ذلك لكن يكون مبيته مع أمه إلى أن يبلغ فإذا بلغ يفعل ما يشاء
وما هو سن التمييز؟
أي ليس هناك عمر معين لكن كثيرا ما يحصل في 7 سنين لكن معناه أن يصير بحيث الولد بحيث يفهم إذا كلمته يفهم عن إيش تتكلم يعرف كيف يرد الجواب هذا يقال له سن التمييز كثيرا ما يحصل في 7 لكن بعض الأولاد قد يميزون قبل 7 وبعضهم بعد 7
بارك الله فيك
وفيكم طيب أكرمكم الله نعم بارك الله فيكم نهلل لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.